Among the many superstitions abounding in the Middle Ages, one was peculiar to a class of persons employed by large forest owners to look after their lands and keep them clear of poachers. A class of huntsmen whose whole life was spent in the darkness of the woods. The curious superstition in which they believed was to the effect that in the forest there lived an evil spirit who laid snares to pollute the souls of honest hunters by tempting offers of charmed bullets. Upon this superstition, the story of Weber's opera is based. The word Freischütz means literally free shooter and applies to one who, by using magic bullets, always hits his mark. It is a complicated story with a strong love interest and many thrilling incidents that make it well worth reading in detail. The opera itself is considered by some critics to have been the first German work that was characteristically German. It is an expression of true German ideals, and its score throughout is redolent with the spirit of German folk song. Its popularity in Germany has always been, and is today, unsurpassed by any other opera. Curiously enough, the date of the first performance of Der Freischütz was the anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, which inspires one of Weber's biographers to draw a parallel between the emancipation of Germany from the domination of Napoleon, which the Battle of Waterloo achieved, and the release of German opera from its bondage to French and Italian traditions effected by Weber's work. The aria that Frau Schumann sings is one of the most interesting songs in the opera. Its words are sprightly and amusing. If a youth should meet a maiden, need she run away with fright? If his looks should win her favor, sure the girl may use her sight. Though she must in maiden manner seem her glances to conceal, where's the harm if she unnoticed seek a sidelong glance to steal? Should their eyes by chance encounter, I no guilt therein can find. Though her cheeks may blush a little, sure it will not strike her blind. Reminds us somewhat of Coming Through the Rye, does it not? Elisabeth Schumann has for several years been a great favorite in opera and concert throughout Germany. Her reputation in America is established through her connection with the New York Metropolitan Opera Company, where she has sung many standard operatic roles.